This is a piece by a Lithuanian composer. His name is Vykintas Baltakas, and the piece is called Pasaka, Fairy Tale.
Okay.
It's for piano and tape. And it's a theater piece. It's a for a talking pianist, actually.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
So you'll be playing and talking at
And
the same time.
Talking, yes. It's in a way, it's like a monologue, actually, with this text and music happening, well, obviously at the same time, and you know, like having its own, I think, individual lives and developments and stuff. It's
well, what is the text about?
The text is. Okay, so it's going to be in Lithuanian. I'm not
okay.
going to be talking English or anything else. The text he took from some Indian legend or parts of the legends about the beginning of the world, about how the night became or the death or, you know. So
all right.
He doesn't want to get too detailed about this translation, actually.
Why not?
Because one of his main ideas is, I think, that the audience doesn't really know what the pianist is talking about at all times. So the audience is put in this situation to listen to this very active performance, both music and, you know, text, without really knowing what the text is about. And it's, I think he wants to give his audience some space to make up their own stories or, you know, some space for their imagination. I think that's one of his.
Now, there's also an electronic part on this piece.
The tape. Yes.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. What is that? Is it piano sounds? Is it more voice sounds? Or is it synthesized tones?
It's a little bit of all of those, actually.
Okay.
There are definitely different voices and probably different actors, you know, who've done it for him. And there are some piano sounds. Tape is not running at all times.
Okay.
So the pianist starts and then the tape joins in. And yeah, as I said, it's an unbelievably active piece. Mm. And the tape part gets at times to be, I think, pretty shocking sounding.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And violent at times too.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
imagine the audience that doesn't really know what it's about.
It seems like you have a taste for dramatic pieces.
It doesn't have to be dramatic, just very, very, you know, very sharp in certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
It can be, you know, quiet, but it has to be this, well, in my opinion, very sharp idea, and particular idea.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, those are the four pieces I know about.
Okay.
What else is on the program? Anything
all
else?
Right. There's a piece by a Serbian composer.
Okay.
His name is Marko Nikolijević, and the piece is called Sadness, untitled.
Hmm.
He's a young, very young composer. I think he's in his early 20s.
Oh, wow.
And I just met him, actually, this summer. And, yeah, the interesting thing about this whole project is that, you know, I met many of those composers, and we became friends, actually, after we met, for as a performer and composer kind of relationship.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, Marko Nikolijević, he's a, this piece is, well, at first very simple and made of, you know, not too many notes, very few elements, but all of which are, I think, absolutely necessary, you know, there's nothing there that doesn't, you know, absolutely belong there, and it's a very, very emotional piece and personal, and it has this dreamlike atmosphere, I would say, and almost like a confession, you know.
Wow.
It's a short piece, you know, but I think it's, you know, it stays with you.
Wow.
Yeah. So, a composer, I mean, Marco, he wants to, the lights, if possible, to be dimmed during that piece. That's one of the, one of the, you know, performance.
It's in the score that he asks for the lights to be dimmed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, reduced to dusk, I think. That's what he says exactly.
Will you still be able to read the score?
You know, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a complicated thing. So, yeah, that's that. There's one more piece. Virko Bali.
Okay.
Do you know him?
I've heard of him, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I saw your reaction. So he lives in America, actually. He lives in Las Vegas. I met him, too, and he gave me a book of his nocturnals. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing the second one. That's called Tears. Actually, that's the subtitle. Tears. It's a, again, a very, very introverted piece, very emotional, and I think he got this inspiration from looking at the painting, and you know, after he came really close to the painting, I think he realized that the person was actually crying, the person in the painting. So anyway, yeah, this piece is overall kind of soft, and it has this, well, it's like, I don't know if I can explain this well, but like under a magnifying glass, you know, just every little detail is, you know, it's just very important. And yeah, that's that. There's the left hand, I shouldn't say the left hand, but there's the pattern that's almost like almost Passacaglia like, that's repeating, you know, in the left, well, in the lower register.